Now I want you to look with me to the third chapter of Genesis and the 17th verse. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee that thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou turn unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and dust thou shalt return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now lest he be put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Thus ends the reading of our scripture. In our New Testament, we would that you would look at John 3:16. Says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let church say amen.
Amen.
I want to speak for you from the subject, all the king's men. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And all the king's horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty Dumpty back together again. The story of Humpty Dumpty, of which we are all familiar, is clearly a story about the fall of man. Can I get a witness? The egg represents man. Who can put an eggshell back together again after it has fallen and broken into many pieces? The third article of faith in which we believe says, the scripture teaches that man was created in holiness under the law of his maker, but by voluntary transgression fell from that holy and happy state, in consequence of which all mankind are now sinners, not by constraint, but by choice, being by nature utterly void of that holiness required by the law of God, positively inclined to evil, and therefore under just condemnation to eternal ruin without defense or excuse. Humpty Dumpty slipped and fell, or he fell due to carelessness, Or he fell while clowning around on the wall. That is not true with man. Man purposefully, daringly, cunningly, selfishly, wrongfully, and in the face of right, fell. Fell, I tell you. He fell from his home. He fell from his paradise. He fell from grace. He fell from leisure. He fell, I tell you, from harmony. He fell from a relationship between him and his environment that was one with God. Can I get a witness? There was peace in the garden before the fall of man between all creatures of life. But after man fell, that harmony was broken. The hound began chasing the rabbit. Cats began chasing mice. Lions began eating sheep. Hawks began eating chickens. And the bear began eating fish. After the fall, the snake, who started it all, began chasing man, and vice versa. Peace, I tell you, was destroyed in the garden after the fall of man. Now, man's condition of depravity did not make God happy. There was no joy in God's heart over the fall of man. God had put man in his garden, and man has fallen into sin. God took the first step to restore man. Can I get a witness? He sent some men into the world to try to get man back to his original state. We call these men the king's men because they were sent by the King of Kings. Can I get a witness? Well, let's look at some of these men that God sent. First of all, my brethren, he sent Noah and a flood and death. The world needed a house cleaning. And God sent a flood to clean it. Out of the flood, God saved Noah and his family. Noah conducted one revival for 120 years. He worked on the ark by day and preached at night. He never got a convert outside of his own family. Can I get a witness? God believed that mankind needed to start all over again, and he was going to do it with Noah's family. But I tell you, man did not learn his lesson. For Noah got drunk before the ground got dry. Can I get a witness? Well, next he sent Moses and the law and the idea of a blood sacrifice. God's people were in slavery in Egypt, and he sent Moses down to bring them out. Moses took them toward a land flowing with milk and honey. You would think they would have been so glad to be out from under the yoke of Pharaoh. You would think that they would have loved God forever. But would you believe that this crowd started worshiping an idol god before they were 100 miles from the flesh pots of Egypt? They melted down their bracelets and ring and anklets and made them a golden calf and fell down before it. God had given them a righteous law and an idea of a blood sacrifice. Isn't that right? He told them how to worship and promised them that their sins would be forgiven. But it was to no avail, for man kept on in his sin. Well, God sent another man. This man's name was David. God sent him with his song and his assurance of forgiveness of sin. David came one day saying, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Again, he said, "God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in a time of trouble." David, that sweet singer, kept on saying, "The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Can I get a witness? "When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear." But would you believe that sweet singer fell into sin himself? Can I get a witness? But he repented of his sin, and God forgave him. But all of the wonderful songs and testimonies of David did not do any good, for the people kept on in their sin. Well, the Lord had to send another man. The next man that the king sent was Jeremiah. God knew the moving power of tears, so he sent Jeremiah, that weeping prophet. This man went up and down the land with tears in his eyes and with a catch in his voice, crying, "God does love you with an everlasting love. Turn to him and repent, and his blessings will flow down into your heart." But even his tears didn't stop them. They kept right on sinning. I heard him talking to God one day. He said, "Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They refuse to return." Isn't that right? Jeremiah tried to get man to come home to God, but man would have no part of it. He just kept right on sinning.
Yes, sir.
Well, the next man the king sent, his name was Isaiah.
Yes.
Isaiah was a silver-tongued prophet. He could make beautiful oratory.
Yes.
Isaiah had beautiful invitation. Isaiah was the greatest prophet of all, isn't that right?
Yes.
And he told the people more about Jesus than any other Old Testament prophet.
Yes.
He went to the people and cried out in God's name,
yes,
"Ho, everyone that thirsteth,
yes,
come ye to the water." Again, I heard him cry, "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white like snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as sheep's wool." Can I get a witness? But even then, the folk wouldn't listen to him. They went on in their sin.
Yes.
I wonder what is it about sin that causes man to be so caught up in it. Wonder what is it about sin that won't permit man to turn it loose and turn to God. God does not feel good when he sees us doing things we shouldn't do. We may think God doesn't care, but God's heart is broken every time man goes into sin. And just because he doesn't whip you right then, don't worry, God's gonna catch up with you. You may be able to get by, but God knows you can't get away. Can I get a witness? The Lord, he's concerned about mankind, and he wants man in perfect harmony with him. He's not happy of the state man was in. For God chose the Hebrews as his own people and his own personal folk. And he promised to bless them, but they turned on God. I heard him call them a stiff-necked people. You don't hear me? These were those that God had chosen for his own self, but they kept on in their sin, and God kept on sending men all the way down through the Old Testament. And when he got to the end of the Old Testament, man was still not saved, and it looked like man was doomed to be a sinner forever. Looked like man would never get right. And I imagine God was disgusted with him. I believe that God had got tired of messing with him. And he decided that he wasn't going to talk to him anymore. Somebody said, he said, "I'm sorry that I ever made man." Yeah. For man is continuously evil, and he keeps on sinning no matter what I do for him. And he said for 400 years, God wouldn't even talk to man. Isn't that right? There was no writing. There was no reading. There was no preaching. There was no singing. Heaven was silent. But I come to tell you that God hadn't give up on man. He still loved him, and he still cared about him. Yeah! At the end of the 400 years, I can imagine the question rose in heaven, what are we gonna do about man? Somebody said, man can't go on like this. In this state of depravity with God, we've got to do something about man. I heard God said, well, let's call a conference and see what we're gonna do about man. The man question is gonna be on the agenda. A conference was called in heaven. The cherubims were summoned and they were flying on one side. The seraphims were summoned and they were flying on the other side. God sat at the head of the table and Jesus sat down at the other end of the table. One side of the table, grace and mercy took a seat, and on the other side, time and justice sat down. I heard God call the meeting to order. He said, the man question is open for discussion. I heard Tom said, brother moderator, I'd like to make a motion. If I'm in order, I move that man be given justice. Yeah, for man has had enough time. Yeah, justice said, I second the motion. Turn man over to me. Yeah, let me deal with man. Yeah, I heard the Lord said, I've got a motion met with a second. Are you ready for the question, brethren? I heard grace said, I'm not ready. Yeah, I heard grace said, I want to rest the motion. If I'm in order, I want to make a substitute motion. Now, my substitute is, since one man sinned, let one man go down and die for sin. Yeah, I move that man be given mercy and not justice. I saw mercy, said, I second the motion. The motion carried. The Lord said, who will go? He said, Jesus, do you want to go? If you go down there, man is going to kill you. If you go down there, he'll spit in your face. If you go down there, he'll slam doors in your face. Jesus, if you go down there, they're gonna put a crown on your head of 72 thorns. If you go down there, they're gonna whip you with a cat of nine tails. If you go down there, they're gonna nail you to a rugged cross. Jesus, do you wanna go? I heard Jesus said, prepare me a body. When Jesus got down here, they trailed him for 33 long years. On Friday, they caught up with him.
They nailed him to a cross as it laid on the ground. But let me tell you one thing, they should have left it on the ground, for when they raised it up, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Lord, ain't he all right? Yeah, I see Jesus took one hand, reached up, got God by the hand, took the other hand, reached down, got man by the other hand, was pulling God down, was pulling man up. He kept on pulling until he got man's hand in God's hand. When he got his hand in God's hand, I heard him say, "It's finished. 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 Yeah. Finished." Ain't you glad that he came down? Are you glad? Are you glad? Stand on your feet if you're glad. Are you glad? Are you glad? Oh, Lord, I'm glad. I'm glad that he died for me. I'm glad that he set me free. I'm glad that he put clapping in my hand, put running in my feet, put joy there. You tried him? Won't he make a way? Won't he make a way? Won't he make a way? Oh, Lord, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The man is all right. I've tried him.
Yeah, he's all right. Is he all right? Do you know he's all right? Is he all right? All right.
I gotta close, yeah? How to reach the masses. Just call it that now. Men of every birth, for an answer, Jesus gave the key. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw. Woo. Hallelujah. Oh, men unto me. Listen to this, my brethren. Oh, the world is hungry for that living bread. Lift the Savior up for men to see. Trust. This is what we ought to do. We ought to lift him up by living as a Christian ought. Let the world in you the Savior see. Then men will gladly follow him who was taught. I'll throw. Hallelujah. Oh, men under me. Let me tell you something. Lift him up. Lift him up till he speaks from eternity. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw. Hallelujah. Oh, men under me. Come on, choir. Come on, let me hear you. Help me. Lift him up, the Savior. Oh, lift him up, the Savior. Up. Tell he speaks from me to
up from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from